Okay, we're doing a quick class in the halachot. We'll start with the laws of Shabbat. Ordinarily, when people think of the laws of Shabbat, so they think of all the things they can't do. What am I not allowed to do? And I always say, especially for Chozrim B'Tshuva, but also for anyone, it's important to focus on all the positives. Shabbat, there's a lot about Shabbat, about making Shabbat a day of pleasure, a day of rest. There's a special mitzvah that couples should be intimate on Shabbat. You're supposed to have foods that you enjoy on Shabbat. You're supposed to rest on Shabbat. The Ramah says we start shul later on Shabbat. Shabbat is the great sign that Hashem gave us so that we know that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. Shabbat is the foundation of our faith that the world has been created by the Creator. And once we realize that He created the world, so then we also realize that He is the Master, we are His servants, and we're obligated to do what He says. The Torah warns us 12 times to keep the Shabbat. We all know it's one of the Ten Commandments, but there are 12 places where the Torah warns us to keep Shabbat. And our sages say that if one keeps Shabbos, it's as though he kept the whole Torah. And if one desecrates Shabbos, it's as though he denied the whole Torah. The Torah tells us to commemorate the day of Shabbos every day of the week. It says, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat. In the Ten Commandments, it says, remember the day of Shabbos. When should you remember it? Throughout the week you remember it. Every day of the week you buy food. If it's something special that you buy, save it for Shabbos. You buy yourself a candy bar. So, if you're hungry now, you could eat it now. But if you're not especially hungry now, so if it's a special candy bar, hold on to it for Shabbos. We had some Australians here, and they traveled to IKEA. And then they told me, oh, finally they got Australian licorice. All over the country they couldn't find it. Ah, Australian licorice. So I said, what about Shabbos? Ah, Shabbos, yeah, that's something unique. You're not going to get it every day. You're not hungry for licorice now. For them, licorice was the treat. So fine. What?
Also for South Africans.
South Africans, right. So we have to remember the day of Shabbos to keep it a day of pleasure. When we count days, we count from Shabbos. We commemorate Shabbos. We say, Ayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbat. According to Nachmanides, according to the Ramban, that's the biblical mitzvah of remembering the day of Shabbos. That every day we point out, Ayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, Ayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbat. Every day has its holiness emanating from the day of Shabbos. The Shabbos is the heart of the week. We say that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are still affected from last week's Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they get their Kedusha from next week's Shabbos. My father always tells me that when he was a child in school, there was a kid who kept trying to get out of school for every reason. So one time he came to the Mashgiach and he said, I gotta go get a haircut. So the Mashgiach said, okay, but wait till tomorrow. So the kid said, why is tomorrow different than today? So the Mashgiach said, tomorrow's Wednesday. Tomorrow you're going to say in the Shir Shel Yom, Lechu Neranina, you're saying you're going towards the Shabbos. You're already mentioning Shabbos in your Shir Shel Yom of Wednesday. So once the holiness of next week's Shabbos has settled in already, okay, take your haircut for next week's Shabbos, but don't do it today on Tuesday. So we have this idea that's supposed to affect the way we view the week, that Shabbos sheds its light of holiness on the whole week. And the Hasidim like to say that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, that Shabbos is a miniature of what your world to come is going to look like. You spend your Shabbos eating chulin, drinking schnapps, and sleeping, so okay. You spend your Shabbos davening, spending time talking Divrei Torah with your friends and family, resting, being elevated spiritually, okay. So that's a different type of Shabbos. We should know that Shabbos is at the crux of the family. If you want to know the axis that your world spins around, Well, the axis of Jewish life is the Shabbos. And the children, the time you can spend with them, and the warmth that you can impart to them on Shabbos can keep them running the whole week. I grew up most of the week. My father was on business trips. And when I was a kid, people didn't fly as much as they fly today. So sometimes those business trips would last the whole week, and sometimes they'd last a month. I remember when my father had to do business in Europe, so there'd be 2-3 weeks when my father was gone. We didn't see him. But Shabbos, the time we spent together on Shabbos, that affected the whole week. You can build relationships. And of course, it's not only about quality time, it's about quantity time. But as fathers, we have to know that we have to invest in the Shabbos. And all too often, we come to Shabbos and we are wiped. How many fathers sit at the Shabbos table Friday night and conk out? Shouldn't be that way. Take a nap on Friday. Come into Shabbos well rested. Come into Shabbos where you could help with the dishes Friday night, where you could sit with your wife after the kids fall asleep. A person has to come into Shabbos with strength. Even if it means that he has to go to sleep earlier Thursday night, or sleep later Friday morning, or take a nap Friday afternoon. Shabbos is a golden opportunity. I try to have, on Friday night, I put the kids on my lap one by one, and each one knows he's going to have those few minutes when I'm going to discuss with him. Who did they play with this week? What games did they play with this week? What did they do in class this week? Who did they sit next to in class this week? Did Chevy pull your hair again this week? Was Sprintzy there with lice again with her long hair? Whatever's important to them, that's the time I could sit there and catch up. I asked them what games they played during recess, what sweets were given out during the week, what issues they had with their teachers, which teachers they like and don't like this week. It's not only about reviewing the parsha sheet, what did they learn this week? We do that too. It's also about catching up. And they know they have that time with me. Of course, then there are the games they play. This one pulls the beard this way, that one pulls the beard that way, and they tug of war, and there are a whole bunch of games they play. I can tell you, I have less of a beard each Shabbos, but that's okay. That's part of what they do. Okay, depending on their age, obviously. At some point, they learn they're not supposed to do that. You're laughing.
At some point, eventually,
right. There are a lot of games, and the Shabbos is a time when the kids are supposed to get a tremendous amount of warmth. And in order for that to happen, we have to know Shabbos is a time when we should try to avoid rebuking children. We should try to avoid punishing children. Shabbos should be a time of warmth. That doesn't mean there won't be issues. It's best if we can try to address those issues on other days of the week. Let Shabbos be a warm time. Sometimes the kids will get up early, so you could sit down and play with them. You could take them early to shul and sit down and learn with them. In many families, you have Shabbos cereals. So you have the regular healthy cereal they eat during the week, or the regular healthy food they eat during the week. And on Shabbos, you're more lax. You let them have a sweeter cereal, a junky cereal. You buy sweets for Shabbos. Before Yom Tov, I went to the sweet store and I stood there like a little boy for 20 minutes, choosing this one and that one, putting them in different bags because I knew Sukkot was coming and I wanted to have one special candy to give them on the first Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah and one special candy to give them on the second day of Rosh Hashanah and one candy for Shabbos and for Sukkot. You know what? The whole shopping spree that covered me, the whole thing cost me, 30, 40 shekel? And I got a bunch of little bags of all the different types of sweets. So each day had its special candy for the kids. To children, that's what speaks to them. So Sukkot has its treats, and you have a lot of days, if you factor. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos. First day Sukkot, last day Sukkot. Shabbos in between, Shabbos afterwards. You got 7 days. 7 days times the number of kids. You could end up with 30 shekels worth of sweets. Fine, but that's what makes it special for them. I still remember the candy my father used to get us in honor of Shabbos, a special candy we didn't get the rest of the week. It's important. And it's important to show them how we feel about Shabbos. You know, you have one person who goes shopping for Shabbos, and oh boy, it's so expensive, how are we going to make this Shabbos work? You have another person who goes shopping for Shabbos, and he doesn't share with the kids what's troubling him. But it's like, ooh, this will be in honor of Shabbos. And one of the things I try to do is when I take the kids to the store, I let them go and choose the Shabbos treat. All of them together should choose one thing. So they'll choose a bag of bamba, they'll choose a bag of pretzels, whatever it'll be. But it's already being implanted in their minds, Shabbos is a special day, and they're all waiting for Shabbos because they all chose the sweet for Shabbos. We have to think how to give that feeling to the kids. And you know what? Part of that feeling is preparing for Shabbos early enough that you're not spending Friday afternoon yelling at one another between you and your wife. There's always going to be pressure Friday afternoon. Doesn't matter if Shabbos enters at 7 o'clock at night or Shabbos enters at 4:30 in the afternoon. There's always pressure. But we can try to alleviate that pressure. We should try. That means maybe taking the shower at 12 instead of at 4. Maybe getting dressed for Shabbos at 12:30. Maybe davening Mincha Gdola, davening early so you could be there to help, so things get ready on time. Maybe preparing the Shabbos candles on Matzei Shabbos for next week's Shabbos, so that you don't have that pressure the last 2 minutes before Shabbos. There are things that if you think about them in advance, you could have them ready. When I take out the garbage on Thursday, I put in two bags. One for Friday and one for Shabbos. So that when I take out the bag on Friday and time is so pressured, I'll already have the next bag there. I won't have to take that extra minute. We all know that Friday afternoon, every minute counts, right? Somehow it doesn't matter how early you start. Every minute counts. So if we invest a little bit extra thought, we can have things ready early and hopefully alleviate some of the pressures of Friday.
Can you take the garbage out on Shabbos?
Why not? Why not? Depends, it depends a little bit on the scenario, but generally, yes. Ah, so you shouldn't tie it, because what's happening is that's a knot you expect to stay forever. You're never going to untie that knot. So if you do a double knot, that's a permanent knot. A single knot, well, that's something that'll come out. You could just twist it if you want, but a double knot is problematic, right? Assuming you have an Erev, obviously, huh? And otherwise you couldn't carry anything out of your house, right?
If you lived in an apartment building, you couldn't.